From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney. Thousands of people moved to the Bay Area for a job. Many are from overseas, requiring a visa to live and work in the United States. But the government shutdown has closed a service needed to process some of those temporary work visas. As a result, there are workers who may be forced to leave the country when their visas expire. Others are currently unable to return to the U.S. without the proper documentation. KALW's Mary Willis reports.
Computer engineer Paul Chamberlain is heading back to his home country, where he will be waiting for news on the shutdown.
And now I'm about to get on a plane to go back to Australia, but I have no idea when I can come back and how long I'm going to be unemployed for.
Chamberlain's been working in Silicon Valley for a year and a half.
So about a month ago, I decided to switch jobs, and I knew that would mean getting a new visa because my visa is tied to my employer.
To continue working in the US, he needs an E3 visa. It's for Australian workers in specialty occupations. An E3 requires a labour condition application, which ensures foreign workers do not displace or adversely affect wages or conditions of US workers. Acquiring that visa wouldn't normally be a problem for Chamberlain, but since 80% of the Department of Labour is furloughed, he can't get it. He won't be allowed back in the US to work until he can get one.
My new employer has been very understanding, but it's very inconvenient. They really need me to start work, and I can't give them any indication of when I could start.
Last year, almost 140,000 visas, like the one Chamberlain needs, were issued for people to work in the US. Most use the H-1B, including a lot of tech workers here in Silicon Valley. Immigration attorney Jephtha Evans from McCowan Evans in San Francisco says immigration services are generally open during the shutdown, but
at our firm, we have a lot of people affected, actually. It's surprising because immigration's open, but we have several people who are waiting on visas outside the U.S. and their employers are here waiting for them. We also have people whose extensions are coming up.
Evans says they may have to leave the U.S. if an alternative can't be found, such as changing the visa status to non-working or possibly filing a labour condition application with the immigration department.
It would be totally unprecedented, and it's not the kind of thing that they tend to do, but if it really continued on and on and on, it's one solution.
And Evans says it's not just working visas that have been affected.
Well, actually, the whole green card process has pretty much come to a halt, at least at the initial stage. The most common way to get a green card is where a company hasn't been able to find a U.S. worker for a particular position, and they have to show that they tried again and failed because there weren't any qualified workers, and all of that goes to the Department of Labor, and even the website is just completely down. There's no way to do anything with it.
Most immigration services are still available, including U.S. citizenship and passport services. And consulates overseas will continue to process visa applications as long as funding is available. But some foreign workers in the tech sector may not be able to stay so long as the government shutdown continues. I'm Mary Willis.